Chapter 3. The Long Road to China. Unfortunately, there were no straight roads to China. Usually people sail across the Black Sea and the Caspian Sea. But when we arrived at the port in Persia, we saw that the ships there were not very strong. "Forget it," said Father. "We can't sail on these ships. We must walk to China over land." "Over land?" my Uncle Maffeo said. "On foot?" "It won't be so bad," Father said. "We'll take the Silk Road." The Silk Road connects the East and the West. People buy and sell silk, porcelain, and other products along the way. This was now the quickest way to the Khan. So we travelled from place to place. Every day we met different people with strange traditions. We tasted new food, like a coconut, a nut as big as a melon, with milk inside it. It was delicious. We saw a large sheep, with giant curly horns, and hairy creatures called monkeys. They hang from trees by their tails, and can swing and jump from tree to tree. There are no monkeys in Venice. Some tribes live in tents, and others just sleep outside. Did you know that some people worship cows? Others eat dogs, rats, horses, and other people. The world is a marvelous place, filled with many different things. We were still a long way from the court of Kublai Khan, but we were far from Venice too. At the giant Kashgar market in West China, men wearing strange hats sat on the floor, drinking herbs in hot water. A family was sitting beside them, weaving a giant carpet. Everywhere, donkeys pulled carts of grain and fruit for sale. People came from everywhere to do business, laugh and play music. And everyone welcomed us. We wanted to stay, but the emperor was waiting. Days turned into nights, and nights turned into days, as we walked or rode camels. We could not stop, until finally we arrived in the Gobi Desert. The air was hot and dry, and the sand blew in our faces. We covered our faces and walked into the sandstorm. "How much longer?" I asked. I was getting tired. "It will take at least a month to cross the Gobi Desert," Father said. "This is a hard journey. I told you that." It was cold at night in the desert, and a million stars illuminated the black sky. Sometimes we heard strange noises, and we travelled close together. In the daytime, the sun was terribly strong. We didn't see any animals or birds. It was too hot for them, so they only came out at night. Even worse, there was nothing to eat, and we were becoming weak. I saw nothing but sand everywhere. "Look," I said suddenly, "there's a little island with green grass in front of us." "No," my father told me. "You're just imagining it, Marco. It's a mirage." How could we survive in that terrible place? Were the friars right? Were we crazy? I thought about all the hard times on our journey, like weeks before when we travelled through the Pamir Mountains, the highest place in the world. We suffered heavy snowstorms there, and one time we hid from an avalanche of falling rocks. But we knew we must continue on to Kublai Khan. We had no other option. It was too late to turn back. So we continued our difficult journey, and we survived. But now, here in the Gobi Desert, we were still suffering. Tired and thirsty, Uncle Maffeo said, "We must arrive in China soon, or the Khan will be angry. Even a dead Khan is dangerous. If you go to a Khan funeral, his soldiers will kill you. Why? I asked. That way, the dead can serve the Khan in heaven, Uncle Maffeo said. When Mangu Khan died, they killed over 20,000 people to accompany him to the afterlife. Kublai Khan's grandfather, Genghis Khan, was one of the cruelest men in the history of the world. Yes, the Khan comes from a frightening family, father said. They are not very patient people, so let's continue walking. For days and days we continued, although the hot winds dried our skin, our bones were tired, and our eyes burned from the heat. Suddenly, I saw a man coming towards us. What is it, father? I whispered. Is it another mirage? The man laughed as he came closer. I'm not a mirage. I work for Kublai Khan, the fifth great Khan of the Mongol Empire and Emperor of Mongolia, Tibet, Eastern Turkestan, North China, and most of Western China. We are ambassadors of the Khan, my father said. I know, the man said. He sent me to escort you to Klimenfu, a very rich and powerful city. The Emperor's summer palace is there. Why did it take you so long to arrive here?